Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, former head of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and one of the most renowned economists in the galaxy, especially if anybody wants to know anything about the 100 million people, the sentiment of the 100 million people in America who are directly connected to small business. He's the man, because his NFIB index has been the gold standard for more than four decades. And he's been a member of our brain trust now for 16 years plus. He's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. And thank you, Bill, for some good news. Boy, howdy, holy mackerel, have we had 8 years. I almost felt like you and I need to have a drink before we've had 8 times, 96, we've done 96 of these.
Right.
with dour reports, and now we've actually got some good news, don't we?
We do. We do indeed, and small business owners seem to agree with us.
So tell us what they said.
Well, you know, we had a nice jump in the index, about 3.5 points.
When has that happened? How long has it been since that
happened?
Well,
it's pretty rare to get a jump that big.
Us back up into positive territory. Tell us where it jumped to.
Yeah, it got us to 98.4, which is a whole 0.4 above the 40-year average of 98. But the point is, we just never were above average, you know, during
this
entire recovery. Exactly. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is the high point for the recovery. And
it's no coincidence it happened the month that the election happened, is it?
Yeah. Well,
it can't be a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. You know, we mail our questionnaires on the first day of the month, right? We get our answers back over the whole month. It takes some people a little while to send in their response. So we were able to look at all the respondents who filled their questionnaire out before the announcement on the election, and then, of course, the rest of the people coming after. So we had about 400 in each of those pots. The interesting thing about it is that we calculate the index using the 400 or so that we got before the election announcement. And the index came out to be 95.4, which was just a half a point above October. So basically, everybody, I think, filling that out, thought Hillary was going to win, and there was really no change coming from the October reading. We were going to stay down. Well, then we calculated using those who had the benefit of knowing that Trump won the election, and the index is 102.4.
Wow.
So big increase in
optimism. So if everybody had known, this thing would have blown the roof off the whole thing.
Well, that's right. You know, we would have had I suspect if, you know, we had known the results of the election on November 1, then we would have had a month where we were, you know, well over 100 for the index.
When you and I have talked about pent-up demand, when you and I have talked about the suppression of animal spirits on Main Street, this is what we're talking about, isn't it?
That's what it is, exactly. And so the interesting thing is, of course, that we'll have to see the usual transition from hope to actual change.
Hope
so
to change,
speak.
Right. Well, another thing that I need to stick in here, during that same month, because of the outstanding work of the NFIB taking the administration to court, a judge in Texas brushed back the Department of Labor overtime exemption rules, which was huge, and that was sometime during the month of November that was announced, something like the third week or something, as I remember.
So that was good news. I think that probably will surface again in the December report. But I just want to congratulate you, Bill, and the folks down there in Washington and in Nashville that, that do all this hard lobbying. Folks, it's one of the reasons, Bill, why when I talked a couple of weeks ago when I wrote a piece about small business owners getting involved in public policy, I encouraged them. Your organization, NFIB, was one of the four that I recommended that they join and be part of. And it's because of what I just said, folks, that I support the NFIB.
Well, thank you for that. We certainly were delighted to get that thing sustained, especially now, because we really expect that the new Secretary of Labor will not bother to do this overtime rule.
Right.
This is an example of, you know, legislation without Congress. I mean, that was an important change.
It's policy built on sand that's going to get knocked down. Instead of being built on congressional rock. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We've got to take a quick break. 20 tail right back with Bill Duckelberg. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.